This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says over 11,400 crore rupees has been allocated for Northeastern states under his ministry in Union Budget 2026-2027. Union Budget reinforces central government's commitment to Meghalaya's development with enhanced fiscal support through higher tax devolution and increased allocations under special assistance to states for capital investment. Two civil society organizations in Manipur urges Union Home Minister Amit Shah to provide details of suspension of operations pact signed by central and state governments with militant groups. Mountaineer Kabak Yano from Uttar Pradesh successfully scales Mount Aconcagua, the highest peak in South America, as part of her ambitious 7-summit mountaineering expedition. Now for the news in detail. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday said that over 11,400 crore rupees has been allocated for the Northeastern state under his ministry in the Union Budget 2026-2027, a five-fold increase from the allocation about a decade ago. Addressing reporters via video conference, Vaishnaw said projects worth 72,468 crore rupees are already underway in the region. He said a new dimension for the Northeast in the railway sector is unfolding as work on ongoing projects progressing well. The Union Budget has reinforced the central government's commitment to Meghalaya's development with enhanced fiscal support through higher tax devolution and increased allocations under the special assistance to states for capital investment, enabling the state to accelerate capital expenditure and infrastructure creation. As per the Union Budget estimates for 2026-27, Meghalaya has been allocated 9,631 crore rupees under the tax devolution. The Union Budget has also strengthened capital investment through SASCI, under which 50-year interest-free loans are extended to states, with entire interest burden borne by the centre over and above and recommendations of the Finance Commission. Under this scheme, Meghalaya has received 6,523 crore rupees from 2020-21 and to 2025-26 till January 2026. The Union Budget support has also enabled wide coverage of flagship welfare schemes in Meghalaya. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday described the 2026-27 Union Budget as a people-centric budget, stating that it reflects the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Addressing a press conference at the BJP state head office in Agartala, the Chief Minister said the budget has been formulated with a focus on future economic growth, social development and a clear roadmap for the state and the country. He added that special emphasis has been laid on infrastructure development to accelerate overall progress. Highlighting the agriculture sector, Dr. Saha said priority has been given to ensure fair and remunerative prices for farmers' produce. He also stated that the budget accords significant importance to the expansion and upgradation of educational infrastructure. Two civil society organizations in Manipur yesterday urged Union Home Minister Amit Shah to provide details of the suspension of operations pact signed by the central and state government with militant groups. In a memorandum sent to Shah through the Lok Bhavan in Imphal, the Indigenous Peoples Forum, Manipur and the Foothills Naga Coordination Committee sought to know the status and implementation of the suspension of the operations agreement, which was entered into in 2008 as a measure to restore peace and stability in the state. The statement said the pact signed with the Kuki National Organization and the United People's Front was extended in the interest of peace and stability, with certain modifications intended to tighten monitoring and compliance. Mizoram Chief Minister Laldu Homa yesterday said efforts are being made to expedite the exploration of natural gas and oil in the state. Laldu Homa said that attempts are also on to harness the state's green energy potential. Inaugurating Saksham, a two-week oil and gas conservation awareness campaign in Aizawl, he said the state is continuing to follow up on the exploration of oil and gas beneath the ground in Mizoram to ensure the work is carried out more rapidly. Tripura has once again reached the pinnacle of national pride by achieving success in the Panchayat Advancement Index 2.0. This was announced by the Tripura Panchayat Minister Kishore Barman. He informed that the Jugal Kishore Nagar Village Committee of Jampujala Block in Sepahijala District secured the first position nationwide in the Panchayat Advancement Index 2.0. The Dakshin Nalchar Gram Panchayat of Nalchar Block secured the third position and the Chesri Mai Gram Panchayat of Charilam Block secured the fourth position. The Mizoram government yesterday commenced the procurement of ginger from farmers as part of its agricultural marketing support initiative. According to officials, the procurement process was carried out in various parts of Mizoram in accordance with arrangements made by the district agriculture marketing committees. The purchase will take place through designated primary collection centres and secondary collection centres. In addition, brooms will be purchased between February and March, while spices and turmeric will be procured between February and April. In Nagaland, four individuals and one musical group from Nagaland were conferred with Governor's Award for their outstanding contribution in preserving, enriching and reimagining the cultural identity of the state. The awards were presented by Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla at Dr. Im Kong Lee Ba Ao Hall, Lok Bhavan, Kohima yesterday. Man Yei Konyak from Mon and Guru Raren Benda from Mokochong were honoured in the field of arts, while coloured keys from Chumokedima and Moko Koza from Peg District received the award in the field of music. Vishurita Krocha was conferred with the award in the field of literature. Congratulating the awardees, the governor said that in a rapidly changing world where modernity often overshadows tradition, the role of artists, musicians and writers has become even more significant. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma yesterday inaugurated 67 school buildings and laid the foundation for 61 more with a total investment of 760 crore rupees, aiming to create world-class learning environments across the state. Speaking at the central function at Sonapur, Sarma said the day was historic and transformative for the state's education sector. The 67 school building have been constructed at a cost of around 483 crore rupees. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday inaugurated several projects in Kila Block of Gomati District. Among inaugurated projects include the newly constructed AstroTurf Synthetic Football Mini Stadium in Atharo Bhola ADC Village area of Kila Block. The Chief Minister also virtually inaugurated a 50-bed ST Girls Hostel attached to the Dasharath Deep Memorial English Medium Model School and a 10-bed primary health centre and staff quarters in the Nithya Bazar area. Sikkim Chief Minister extended heartiest congratulations to His Holiness the Dalai Lama on receiving the Grammy Award for Best Audiobook Narration for the book Meditations, The Reflection of His Holiness and the Dalai Lama. This recognition honours a lifetime devoted to awakening compassion, wisdom and universal responsibility. To enable students, schools, colleges and various educational institutions to receive hands-on training in science and technology alongside their studies, the Tripura government has established GNA clubs in 222 educational institutions across the state. Tripura Science and Technology Minister Animesh Debarma said this after inaugurating the DNA Club at Kowai English Medium Higher Secondary School and the Kowai District yesterday. He informed that 50 more educational institutions are also getting new DNA clubs. Naga Paralympian Hakato Hotoze Sema, currently serving as Subedar in the Assam Regiment, has been conferred with the prestigious Ati Vishit Seva Medal, becoming the first Indian Army para-athlete to be decorated with both the Vishisht Seva Medal and AVSM. Highlighting the achievement on social media, PHE Minister Jacob Zimomi said Seva's journeys reflect grit, discipline and determination, calling it an epitome of excellence. The minister wished him continued success and glory in the service to the nation. Mountaineer Kobak Yano from Arunachal Pradesh has successfully scaled Mount Aconcagua, the highest peak in South America, as part of her ambitious seven-summit mountaineering expedition. She reached a summit of the 22,831-foot peak in Argentina on Sunday, marking another major milestone in her quest to conquer the highest mountain on all seven continents. Governor Katy Parnaik has congratulated Yana and said that her feat reflects extraordinary courage, discipline and perseverance, and described her journey as both a personal triumph and a powerful inspiration for the youth of the state. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.